Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Seven times? I don't like you. How dare you say that? Will you forgive me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 5 minutes later, I say, you know, I'm going to do something again.
Yeah.
Now, the time I've done this 7 or 8 times, you're going to start saying, what's wrong with you? Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
I got to forgive you 7 or 8 times in one day?
Yeah, I guess I do.
That'd be kind of hard, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But how many times did Jesus tell us to forgive in this scripture?
70 times 7.
490 times. Somebody walks up and punches you in the mouth. Now you're going to forgive him? Okay. But 5 minutes later does it again. You're going to forgive him again? Oh, we're going to find out what we're made out of, guys. Y'all are getting the picture?
Yeah.
It's real easy to get into unforgiveness, isn't it? But Jesus, since he told us, that is, when Peter said, Lord, when my brother sins against me 7 times in a day, do I have to forgive him? Jesus said, not 7 times, Peter, but 70 times 7. There must be something extremely important here. You see where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
For Jesus to say, you got to forgive him 490 times, it's got to be some kind of serious business here.
Amen.
23 and 24. Therefore, he says, this is the way the kingdom of heaven is. It's likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. He's fixing to show us a picture of what the kingdom is like. He said, and when he had begun to reckon, one was brought to him which owed him 10,000 talents. Now, that's about $3.8 billion. Pocket change for a couple of farmers, right? Sure, pocket change, $3.8 billion. Yeah, you say 10,000 talents. Somebody said, well, $10,000 today, that's nothing. I take my tractor down, have it worked on, cost $10,000. You know, in fact, I was talking to one of the boys the other day that was doing some bulldozer work for me, and he had an automatic transmission, and he took it to Abilene, and they overhauled that automatic transmission. It cost him $23,000 to have the transmission overhauled on that bulldozer.
Wow.
$23,000. So $10,000 would seem like not a lot, but when you convert it to talents and say it's $3.8 billion, then that's a little different, isn't it? That's a pretty big debt. And then verse 25 and 26. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and his children and all that he had in payment to be made. Now, we read over this and miss this. Who's going to pay the consequences for this sin? Just the man?
No, his wife and children.
His wife, his children, and all that he owns, his houses, his bank account, everything. Since I've learned these principles, I've seen men that were in business doing good, maybe having a multi-million dollar corporation, and they had a partner or something, and they get into unforgiveness toward their partner, and they can't get along with him no more, and all of a sudden the business just goes to the bottom, and it's bankrupt. They have to sell the stupid thing. Or a time or two, I've got to them in time, and I say, have you got an unforgiveness? Well, I've been in business for 20 years, and everything's been good until lately. Now then, everything's falling apart. I said, do you get an unforgiveness towards somebody? Well, yeah, last year I did. Me and Joe, I mean, we couldn't get along no more. I told him to take a flying hike. I didn't ever want to see him again. And I said, so when did your business start going down? Right after that. You going to have to pay it? Your wife's going to have to pay it? Your children are going to have to pay it, and everything you own is going to have to pay it if you get into unforgiveness. And you never know where the enemy's going to hit. He can hit anywhere. You have no idea how many times I've been to hospitals when a 15-year-old boy is laying there in Cook's Medical Center, just had a chemo treatment, and the doctor said he probably ain't going to make it. And I find out his daddy sitting right there has got an unforgiveness toward a man. I said, you're going to have to forgive. And the man forgives. And I go over and I go to lay my hands on the child. And the doctor said, it's only been a certain number of hours since the chemo has been applied. We will not allow you to touch the child, but you can lay your hand on the cover on the outside. I've had them tell me that. I lay my hand on the cover. And I said, Father, in Jesus' name, this man got right with the man. He's forgiven. Now I ask you to be merciful and heal this boy. And sometimes in as little as 24 hours, I've seen that child healed. Isn't that amazing? I mean, sin. This unforgiveness is a killer. And there's lots of men and women, their children die and everything, and they don't realize it's us. We're not listening. We think, I'm somebody. I remember when I was a child. I was about 18. I mean, I'm my own man, yes. But God told me clearly to respect my mother and father. And one day, I'm driving down the road, and if I had one sin when I was young, I loved to drive fast, unfortunately. And I was driving about 80 miles an hour on a 50-mile-an-hour road. My mother said, son, would you please slow down? You're breaking the speed limit. I said, Mom, no, I will not slow down. I'm a grown boy now. I can do anything I want to do. Does that sound like obeying Mama?
No.
No, I didn't obey Mama, and I paid dearly for that later. I mean, I didn't realize because I made that stupid statement to my mother. Just a little while later, I was going to get caught by a police officer, going to cost me a $100 ticket when I only made $80 a week working 54 hours a week. I made 80 bucks, but the ticket was going to cost me $100. And then because I still didn't submit to authority and didn't realize what I was doing because I got all upset with my mother and said something to my mother before it was over, I lost my driver's license for a year and I walked for a year. Does it pay good dividends to disobey your mama or your dad? No. Did I have a clue that's what was causing my problem? No. Didn't have a clue. But I know now. But just like he says right here. The servant fell down and worshiped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me and I will pay you all. That's a picture of us coming to Jesus, really what it is. Verse 27-28. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and he loosed him and forgave him the debt. How would you like to owe $3.8 billion and because you worshiped, the man just said, okay, that's okay. I mean, what's $3.8 billion between friends? No problem. Make your day, right? It wouldn't take that much to make our day, would it? But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants. Now, you don't want to be like this guy. He went out and found somebody owed him 100 pence, which is $3,000. Now, I realize there's not a lot of difference between 3.8 billion and 3,000. Just a little, huh? And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me what you owe me. Can you see this? I mean, this guy's got his hands around the throat, telling that guy, you got to pay me what you owe me. And this guy's just been forgiven $3.8 billion. And now he's got a guy who owes him 3,000 choking him. And verse 29 and 30. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And he would not, but he went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. What a wonderful friend to have. I mean, a guy's just been forgiven $3.8 billion. Now he won't even forgive a guy who owes him 3,000. Wow. 31 and 32. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and they came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then the Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O you faithful servant. No. Oh, that's not what he called him, huh? What did he call him?
Wicked one.
Ooh, and the wicked shall be cut off. Ooh, and the wicked. I don't like anything it says in the Bible about what happens to the wicked. Do you, girl? Ooh, you wicked servant. How would you like for Jesus to call you a wicked servant?
No.
Ooh, but that's what he's calling this guy because he wouldn't forgive. He said, so the Lord, after he had called him, said, oh, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you desired me. Verse 33 and 34. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on your fellow servant, even as I had pity on you? And as his Lord was angry and delivered him to the tormentors. Who do you think the tormentors are? Who do you think a tormentor is? A devil and his demons. How would you like for the Lord to turn you over to the devil and his demons? Oh, Lord, anything but that. I do not want to be turned over to the devil and his tormentors. The devil, I don't know what the name of that drama.
Heaven's
Gates and Hell's
Fire.
Hell's fire or flame, something like that, yeah. Has anybody seen that?
Yeah, I was in it.
Okay, oh, you saw it, you in it. I went down, when they had that down at that big Baptist church down here on 377, I went to see that. Yeah, I went to, and I'm telling you, that night after that play was over, I mean, when that devil, when he would come out with his demons, I mean, you know what I mean. You were, I mean, when this devil would come out, you know, with his long fingernails on, I fooled you, you fool. Demons, get him. And the devil, this guy's over there, said, but devil, you and I had a deal. You promised. He said, I don't make deals. I'm the father of lies. Demons, get him. And the demons would go screaming over there and drag this guy, and they'd drag him into this pit of flames. You know what I mean. You was in that movie and that drama. I mean, it's awful what the devil did to those people there. And it's all because they were wicked. And then whenever that drama was over, I'm telling you, it was about an hour and a half or 2 hours long. It was, I mean, the people in that church, they, when the pastor got up and said, anybody want to know Jesus, they flocked to the front. I'm telling you, nobody wanted to go to hell. I couldn't imagine that. Nobody wants to go to hell. We do not realize this is real stuff. What we're reading here is the truth. And it said, and his Lord was angry or wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due him. Now then, if you couldn't pay your bill before you were in the hands of the devil, if you get in the hands of the devil, what do you think chances of getting your bill paid? Zero. So if you're in unforgiveness, this is where you are. If you're in a state of unforgiveness toward anybody, you have been turned over to the devil by God. Now, every time I tell this story, I talk about this, I love to tell the story. It happened in Hobbs. Some of y'all are out there from West Texas, but there was a woman, and I don't remember her name, but she was about 70 years old, and her 50-year-old daughter was there with her. And when she came up for prayer, I said, ma'am, what can I pray for you for? She said, I got a pain in my right hip and my right leg. I said, how long have you had it? She said, 12 years. And so Cheryl immediately says, ma'am, do you have an unforgiveness toward your husband? Isn't that amazing?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, His Divine Power Gives Us Everything We Need, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.